Some are calling it the public sector time bomb as the deepening dismay over threatened cuts hits home. Now, we're being warned thousands of management level jobs face the axe from now onwards. But there are some experts claiming this is actually an opportunity. One of those is enterprise guru Ian Scott. So Ian, why do you think there's a silver lining to the oncoming storm?
I think if you're facing redundancy, if you've been given a redundancy package, you don't initially see it as a silver lining. But I've got a lot of friends in the public sector that are about to leave. And oddly enough, they do see it as a time of, well, worry, but also quite exciting. The reason is, it's a chance to do something completely different.
Okay, so they're faced with losing their jobs. They've been told you won't have a job after a certain time. I mean, what should they do at that point?
This is a really, well, panic is the usual response. But actually, most of the people I know are coming to the conclusion that given their skills and expertise, and this is an area we've been working with for about 2 years now, we call them organisational captives, skilled professionals who could and should start their own business, but for a variety of reasons have not chosen to do so. What they are doing now is they're actually realising the only person that's going to give them a job is themselves. So they're starting to look at how do they transform themselves. And that's where we come in, because we've created a one-day event which is taking place during Global Enterprise Week, which is 15th to 19th of November, and it's called the Accidental Entrepreneur.
So what goes on during this day?
The Accidental Entrepreneur, well, as it says in the title, it's for people that really just want to stand back and test their enterprise potential. We do five things. We start off with an enterprise conversation, which is actually getting people talk about their hopes, fears and worries. The next thing is they test themselves. We give them some activities that help them identify their entrepreneurial potential. If they've got an idea, you can put it to the test. But more importantly, you can also find out how to generate ideas. And there's one key thing here. Realise you don't need to do it on your own. You can start a business with friends and family and people you've met. Finally, you gather some more information and skills, and you walk away with a shock.
Now, you have done this sort of scheme before. This is not a first time you've done this. So what have you learned from the previous ones?
Well, as I said, you walk away from the Accidental Entrepreneur with a shock. And the shock that most people get is they're far more enterprising than they actually realise. We're about helping people acquire the mindset of an entrepreneur. It's helping them change, get off those shackles, think of new ways of doing things. And actually, you get a roadmap at the end of it. It's really about helping people plan their future and go, could I do this? Learn from other people. Or, whoa, this is definitely not for me. How can you make a decision to start a business if you've never met other entrepreneurs? Well, that's what we do during the day. We use case studies, we use material from people that like the people on the program that have gone through the whole process, and you learn from them. And you know, the biggest surprise is Britain is awash with lots of accidental entrepreneurs, people who found themselves out of a well-paid job and wondered what to do next. And they grasp the opportunity. They're happy, they're making good money, and would they go back into employment? Never.
Thank you, Ian. And of course, the full details for all the courses, the dates and where they're being held are on the website enterprisecafe.co.uk.